Well, those increasing winds have arrived. It turned a little breezy yesterday afternoon and still overnight, especially at the beaches and along the St. John's River. And now the wind stays up all the way through the weekend. It will be rather remarkable for our beaches, and not necessarily in a good way. And what could become a significant, possibly severe beach erosion situation late in the week through the weekend, the best advice is to stay out of the water, any swimmers or surfers, no matter how great you think you might be on that board. And vessels, especially smaller vessels, to stay in port. We're looking at the double-digit surf at some of our beaches at times, some breakers by Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend. And offshore waves, seas, may be as high as 15 to 20 feet or greater. This is pretty significant any time of the year, and certainly looks to be a major winter storm type situation and setup for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida and our coastal areas. And while initially it's being felt mostly at our beaches, the strongest and gustiest winds, in other words, and some occasional rain coming in off the ocean, it's everybody potentially in the mix by the time we get to the weekend, as one of the more significant Gulf of Mexico storm systems that then crosses Florida and into the southwestern Atlantic takes shape that we've seen in quite some time. Now, having said that, the devil is in the details, and that's no surprise this far out. And given the very changeable weather pattern and the time of year, I think it is safe to say rain, at least at times over the weekend, strong and gusty winds. And then the details would be the exact timing, the amounts of the rain, and whether or not we actually see severe weather as well in the form of thunderstorms that could produce especially high winds and perhaps some isolated tornadoes. It would appear right now that the highest tornado threat would be across central and south Florida, but that is subject to change, and we'll continue to track this situation carefully. And believe it or not, in what is typically the driest time of the year, November and the first part of December, we're now coming off multiple rainfall events that have dropped more than an inch of rain, and now a decent rain causes potential localized flooding, and this could be more than decent rain by the time we get to the weekend. So let's start short term here with just a gusty breeze onshore out of the east. This is not really caused by a storm system as much as high pressure to our north, strong high pressure. And the circulation around high pressure is clockwise, or from, if you're looking at a clock, the face, of course, it goes around from right to left, right? Okay, so that's what you're looking at in the east to northeasterly wind at our beaches, gusting to 30 and 35 miles per hour over the next couple of days. Won't be near as strong once you get near and west of Highway 301, but still breezy, a steady 10 to 15 miles per hour with a gust of 20 to 25. The I-95 corridor sustained winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 30. And then the intracoastal and the beaches sustained winds 15 to 30 miles per hour, but gusts 30 to 40 miles per hour, perhaps even stronger at times. So even though temperatures are not all that cold, it will feel much cooler. And during the day, we're not getting out of the 60s, which is no better than average. So it's going to be breezy, and you'll want that umbrella nearby. Sprinkles and light showers today are going to favor St. John's County, perhaps sneaking up into southeastern Duval County and crossing at times the St. John's River into eastern Clay County. And then those showers pick up a little bit in intensity for tomorrow and Friday with that very steady wind coming off the Atlantic, helping to bring in some moisture. The bands are narrow, but they can be briefly heavy. Amounts overall don't, however, look to be all that great. And that's through Friday. Then we get to the weekend, and we have our storm system that'll be developing and evolving as we go through Saturday and Sunday with the potential for significant rainfall, beach erosion, high winds, and maybe severe thunderstorms. Again, we'll keep you updated round the clock, but it looks like 100% coverage of rainfall between now and Sunday night, with the bulk of it, the majority, occurring, at least the 100% coverage, over the weekend. It still does appear, at least right now, that the majority of the heaviest rain will at least be gone by kickoff for the Jags game Sunday night. Of course, a big nationally televised game. There may still be some drizzle or a light passing shower, but what may be of greater concern looks to be a gusty west to northwesterly wind. Still could see gusts 20, 30 plus miles per hour, even after dark, after sunset Sunday evening. And that may be the biggest weather variable that could cause the biggest concern and headaches for the players the kicking game and passing game. That would be on Sunday night. So we'll continue to monitor, of course, that setup and situation. And you know what, folks? We're just a couple of weeks away from Christmas. Actually, less than 2 weeks now, which is even more amazing, means we're less than 3 weeks away from 2024. But in our 8 to 14-day outlook from NOAA, and I've posted this at Mike First Alert, my Twitter page, or X, as is now the new name, But it looks like a large part of the country is going to be unseasonably mild. Now, that's good when it comes to the potential for ice and snow and travel. It's not good if you're a lover of white Christmases and want to travel somewhere where it could be white. But it doesn't look very white for most of the lower 48. Having said that, the pattern remains unsettled and stormy, so it's not necessarily that there won't be travel problems. And if you get in just the right situation in the right place at the right time, you could still get some snow in spots. But it generally looks like a well above average temperature pattern lasting through at least Christmas. That may snap rather abruptly toward the end of the month or early January, but that would be no surprise, of course, as long as it's been quite mild. But it does look unsettled, the weather pattern overall, for much of the rest of the month, in fact. And, of course, that's highlighted by the upcoming storm system for Florida this weekend, which, by the way, will impact virtually all of Florida and a good part of the southeastern part of the country if you are traveling this weekend. In the Burrish blog, the Geminid meteor shower peaks over the next couple of nights. I show you and tell you where to look, which is basically straight up. Get away from any light pollution. Hope we get some breaks in the clouds. The moon will be in the perfect place. It'll be setting in the evening hours, and it's only a crescent moon anyway, which, by the way, will be full the day after Christmas. That'll be kind of cool, won't it? Also in the Burrish blog, white Christmases in the past. Kind of a neat animation of past Christmases and where it was white. That's pretty cool to see. So that's in the Burrish blog. And sunset, we're headed the right way if you like longer days now. Sunset is now 5:27 p.m. Our earliest sunset of 5:26 is now over with that stretch. We don't gain time very fast on the sunset side, but we will slowly now over the next few weeks. Having said that, we're still losing time on the sunrise side, and the net is still a loss through the end of the month, but won't be long, and that'll be a positive within just a few weeks or so. It's in the Burrish blog. Talking the Tropics with Mike, still have the recap there. I've actually added a couple of things there, including Dr. Klotzbach from Colorado State University, some of his notes of records from the Atlantic hurricane season, as well as the Hurricane Hunter aircraft hours they logged, which is a pretty interesting graphic as well. That's in Talking the Tropics with Mike. Oh, and also the December tornado outbreak that we just had a few days ago on Sunday that unfortunately resulted in 6 fatalities in Tennessee. You know, there's been some headlines out there saying, gosh, tornadoes in December. Folks, the Deep South oftentimes sees tornadoes. In fact, it's more uncommon to not see a tornado occur during the month of December, anywhere from the Tennessee Valley southward all the way to the Gulf Coast. And I have a graphic on that as well. It's the Burrish blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With OE weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5. WOKV.